En ons gaan gesels met Shaal Ukerman en he's the representative of Avis Cyber Security. Shaal, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me and talking to your listeners and your listeners.
Thanks for your time. Let's start with the how companies can benefit from better IT governance, because we're talking about what is behind flopping IT governance. So let's start with that. How can companies benefit from better IT governance, Shaal?
Yeah, IT governance, it sounds like a very complicated word. It sounds like a lot of rules and all these kind of things and so on. And actually, that's not what it's intended to be. A good IT governance is really putting a proper game plan together in terms of how you're going to run your organization, that your IT that you put in, any IT that you need, your computers, your Wi-Fi, all those kind of things that you put in, will be aligned to what the business requirements are. So it's not about IT, it's about how IT supports your organization in making sure that it can deliver effective service to its clients at the most efficient pricing. So that's what governance essentially is all about, is putting a game plan together in terms of what technology you would like to use and how you're making sure that it's properly secured. That's essentially what the IT governance structure is all about.
But why are companies failing at it?
Well, I think they think it's too complicated on the one side. It's like, guys, we're here to do business. We're not in the IT business. We're here to do business, whatever it may be, selling cars, selling furniture, doing financial services, et cetera, et cetera. And it's also very ambiguous, meaning that, you know, when you talk about IT, the first thing that comes through your mind is like, yes, man, I feel done with it.
Yeah.
And actually, that shouldn't, and it shouldn't be that way. The experience that you're having with your computer and how you work things, it should be like, well, this is just how I do it, and I feel very comfortable with it. What happens behind the scenes is where the high, almost like the high tech work comes from. And I don't think we should bother ourselves. And I want to use it by example with a motor car. Is that you've got a motor car, you're not worried about how many pistons it's got and how much electronic boxes it's got and how many sensors and all these kind of things. You're just looking at the dashboard and looking at what is your experience when you drive this car. It's comfortable, I feel safe, I can see what's going on, and that's what's important when it comes to governance. So we IT people are often our worst enemies. We make things very complicated, and actually they should not be.
Yeah, true.
It's all about you as a user, and one should have it aligned that the user understands what their how this tool, which is IT, is going to use them to do their jobs more effectively. That's essentially the core of it.
Okay, what can companies do to close the gap between what they want from IT and what IT is doing?
I think the first thing is they must put the requirements down. For the requirements down in terms of what are the objectives that they want to reach as an enterprise, and then from there they draw up a set of, let's call it the game plan, but a set of policies. So they draw up a policy to say, when we look at our cybersecurity, for instance, let us just at least give a policy through in terms of how do we want to protect our information? How do we want to ensure that our customers that engage with us will always have their data available when they're required? How do we ensure that we'll never be caught out by the regulator where information is being compromised on the internet? So it has to start at board level, is putting the policies down. And then once you've got the policies down, can you only start expecting your IT guys to actually perform or implement technology which is aligned to those policies? So it all starts at board level by defining what those policies are, or the game plan as I call it, and then you make sure that the IT guys execute that game plan in the best possible way. That's how you win a World Cup.
Okay, what is a game plan? You talk about a game plan. What does it look like for good IT governance?
Yes, so the game plan is what is the business requirements. In other words, we're in financial services, which means that how do we make sure that our services that we deliver is in the best possible way? You have to think, what is your recipe that you require in order to deliver good, efficient services in the market? And then see, what IT requirements do you require in order to support or to meet those kind of objectives. And that then starts with a set of policies, a policy regarding your antivirus, a policy regarding how you handle your backups, a policy how you handle, say, your firewalls and all these other fancy stuff. So that game plan is nothing else than a governance framework or a governance set of policies that guides the organization in terms of how it needs to execute its IT and its IT investments in order to make sure that the organization is properly supported.
We're talking to Charles Uckerman, the representative at Avis Cybersecurity. Charles, how can companies align people, technologies and processes to realize real business benefits, including cost efficiencies, compliance, better returns on investment in IT, continuity and resilience?
Yeah, I think you have to pull in your trusted advisors, whoever they may be. Pull your trusted advisors in, let them give you some guidance in terms of what is possible that you can execute to make sure that you cover all those elements that you've just mentioned. So pull a trusted advisor in and let them help you to put a structure together. And once you've got that structure, then you can see over which time period and what kind of budgets you would require to implement all these checks and balances. And it doesn't have to cost you more. It is all to do with using the right money at the right place. So you don't want to overspend money on IT, but you also don't want to underspend it. Because if you overspend it, you can just waste money by doing things and it actually doesn't add any kind of value. But get a trusted advisor involved to help you. And it could be a CIO, or there's a lot of vendors out there as well, organizations that supply software and all these kind of things. Pull them in, get their opinions, put your own plan together, and then you start putting a proper plan together or strategy together for the next 2-3 years in terms of how you're going to implement it.
Charles, thank you very much for your time and very informative. Thank you. You said a couple of things that made me feel better about IT. So thanks very much, a representative at Avis Cybersecurity. Thank you for your time. Cheers.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
See you in the
Bye-bye. Dit is Charles Uckerman van Avis Cybersecurity.